Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCord of the Salvation Army in Eureka for today's community comment. I grew up just north of Seattle, Washington, during a time when school children had almost weekly drills in responding to potential disasters. For us, that meant having a plan for what to do in case of fire, earthquake, volcanic eruption, or nuclear attack. Fortunately, the notion of a school shooter or a terrorist strike were still decades away. The disasters that we faced were already more than enough for any elementary student to understand. I still remember those drills as clear as if they happened yesterday. The fire bell rang and we all calmly lined up and marched out onto the playfield, where we stood for 5 or 10 minutes trying not to get so squirrely that we ended up missing recess and cleaning the blackboard instead. Earthquakes, volcanoes, and nuclear missiles were all defended against the same way. We would crawl under our desks and try not to let any limbs stick out. I was never quite certain how that thin layer of steel, plywood, and veneer was supposed to protect us from an avalanche of mud pouring down Mount Rainier or from a Soviet thermonuclear warhead, but we did what we were told. I even remember having a tsunami drill one year. It was just like the fire drill, where we all got into an orderly line and marched out onto the playfield, which was the lowest point of our school property. I think that one only happened once because our teachers rebelled against the notion of lining us up to be washed away. We never did experience any of those disasters in that area while I was there, but the training drills always kept us aware of the possibility they could happen, even though the chances seemed small. I didn't experience any noticeable earthquakes until my family moved to California. Those tended to be small and short, and quite honestly, I was rarely sure if there'd been an earthquake or if just a large vehicle had driven up the street. The two biggest earthquakes I've experienced both ended before it ever occurred to me to crawl under a desk. Well, that's not exactly true. One ended after just a couple of seconds. The other went on for almost a minute while I stood in front of a large picture window looking for the truck that I was sure must be driving by. It had been years since I'd had any kind of drill at that point, and I wasn't prepared. Thankfully, it wasn't a strong quake. Over the last month, there have been 8 significant earthquakes around the world. That's hardly a record, and only 2 have been given much news coverage, but the different preparedness levels showed in the results. In Japan, a country known for frequent earthquakes, a city of 750,000 people was hit by 3 days of strong shaking, but only 48 were killed and only about 3,000 injured. In the much more sparsely populated Ecuador, 654 died and almost 17,000 were injured in a single quake. Earthquakes are rare in Ecuador, so they weren't prepared. Here in Northern California, we are shaken almost daily by small quakes, but it's been a while since the last large one. Seismologists say that we have an almost certain chance of experiencing a large earthquake of our own in the next 25 years. So I guess the question is this: are you ready? Will you remember to drop cover and hold on when the ground is shaking? Do you have supplies like food, water, and other survival gear to keep you going for at least 3 days? If not, you might want to start your own series of drills to help you remember to be prepared. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt for today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.